Verily, a prophet has come to you from among yourselves. Be aware that your sufferings are of great burden to him. He insists on guiding you and is compassionate and forgiving towards believers. The Prophet of Mercy.
During one of the years when Muhammad was a small child and was living in the house of his honorable uncle Abu Talib, severe famine and drought hit Mecca. The mountains and deserts became arid and silent. Days passed by and the people didn't find bread to eat. Being devastated and distressed, the people began to seek remedy. According to an old tradition, they decided to pray and plead for rain. At that time, the opportunists came forth along with the custodians of the idols. One said, "Look, the gods are angry, therefore the soil is not rich. Go to Lot and Uzza. Offer them something so as to suppress their wrath." "No, Manat, resort to it and sacrifice your camels so that it eliminates famine." This went on until an old gracious man who had heard what the others had said walked through the crowd and came to the middle of the square. He said, "Why do you want to deviate from the right path? Why have you turned to the idols for help? Isn't the memory of Ibrahim, the friend of God, and the descendant of Ismail among you? Haven't you seen his beautiful face, which shines like the moon among the others?" Everyone asked, "Are you talking about Abu Talib?" The old man replied, "Yes. He is pious, honorable, and well-liked by God. Ask him to pray and request rain in his prayer." It was a very good suggestion. Everyone accepted it and moved towards Abu Talib's house. Although he was always short of money, Abu Talib was famous for his generosity all over Hijaz. Indeed, he was honorable and helped people when they needed, and people asked him for help when they had a problem. The people gathered in front of his house. As soon as he came out, they rushed towards him. Someone said, "Abu Talib, you are aware of the drought in the mountains and the desert. You know that we are starving and have no money. Can't you hear the hungry camels moaning? Why don't you rush to save us? Why don't you pray for rain for our children?" Another one said, "Ask God to send us rain for the sake of the idols." As soon as Abu Talib heard the word idol, he frowned and returned to the house. Everybody started to complain. After a few minutes, he returned wearing white from head to toe and holding the hand of a gracious and handsome boy whose face was shining. Abu Talib walked through the crowd towards Kaaba while he was still holding the child's hand. He raised Muhammad up on his hands with great respect and while weeping started praying modestly. He said, "O God, our land is dry, Our animals are thirsty, and the people are frustrated and hopeless. The children are hungry, and their stoves are extinct. I beg you to have mercy on us for the sake of this child who is the descendant of Ibrahim. Gradually, the crowd accompanied him in his prayer and started weeping and raised their hands towards the sky. They said, "O God, for the sake of this child, send us rain. Send us rain for the sake of this child and save us from famine." Before long, several pieces of cloud appeared in the sky and joined to form a large cloud. The sound of thunder and lightning filled the sky of Mecca, and drops of rain, which were a sign of God's mercy, dropped on people's faces and on their hands, which had been raised towards the sky. They started cheering and hugged each other with joy. It rained so heavily that the thirst of Hijaz was completely quenched. Among the cheering and joy of the crowd, Abu Talib brought Muhammad down with respect while his eyes were full of tears. Kissed his shining and bright face and recited this poem as a sign of thankfulness, since his plea had been granted. Muhammad, with his beautiful and bright face, is the one for whom the clouds pour rain.